It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vetoed 6 bills this session and signed dozens of others into law.
One bill struck down by Evers' veto pen this month could have created a portable benefits program for many drivers who work for big gig businesses.
Another would have required the state corrections department to recommend revoking a person's parole if they're charged with a new crime.
One bill the governor did sign off on will clear the way for nurses with advanced training to have a pathway to practice independently.
For a breakdown on these legislative developments in the Capitol, we've brought in PBS Wisconsin reporter Zach Schultz and J.R. Ross, chief editor at wispolitics.com. Welcome to you both.
Good morning. Thank you.
J.R., starting with you, remind us where we are in the legislative session. We saw the governor act on 21 bills earlier this month. Another floor session starts at the beginning of September. Can you update us on how bills are moving through the legislative process?
Moving slowly and not very many of them. So it's been kind of a relatively quiet session. There are a number of reasons for that. But the big thing that happened in the last few weeks was there's a trigger every so often the session calendar where bills passed go to the governor. So we hit one of those triggers in early August. That's why you saw an act on nearly 24 bills. Now we have a fall floor period. I've been trying to get in touch with the GOP legislative leaders to find out what their agenda is. We expect to be kind of quiet, and then we go into 2026, and it's election year already. So things are moving quickly, but not much is moving in the Capitol right now.
Why do you think that is?
A couple of reasons. One, you know, you've got Republicans who have smaller majorities. They're finding it much more difficult to work with those smaller majorities. Remember, under the maps that were in place after the 2022 election, for example, or 2022, they almost had a two-thirds majority in the Assembly. They had a two-thirds majority in the Senate. They had room to lose members and get things done. It's not really there right now. In the Senate, it's 18-15 for Republicans. In the Assembly, was it 54-45, I believe, or 54-45? Mm-hmm. And in the Senate especially, the thing called the Rule of 17. And it's not in a book or anything, but it's kind of an informal rule in which if you're the majority party, you want to have enough votes from your caucus alone to pass a bill. Well, that means for Republicans, they only lose one member and still have 17 GOP votes for any bill. That's proving to be a difficult slog right now for them because they've got several members who often don't think things are conservative enough for them. And so they're not joining the rest of the team in various proposals. And that's part of the reason why things are so slow in the Capitol.
Well, Zach, let's break down some of these bills here, starting with gig workers. Earlier this month, Governor Evers vetoes this bill that would have classified drivers for Uber, Lyft, other businesses as independent contractors. In his veto message, Evers said app-based drivers are a growing segment of Wisconsin's workforce and changes to independent contractor definitions are a serious endeavor. What does Evers oppose?
Well, I'm looking at the message from the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO that they put out after Governor Evers vetoed this bill, and they lay out exactly what Governor Evers is concerned about, is that the bill would have permanently stripped protections like workers' comp, unemployment, minimum wage, and overtime pay. And it would have created some of these pocket benefits that could go with these gig employees, which is becoming a much larger part of Wisconsin's economy. But it almost would have locked in what they could expect to have in terms of benefits. And Democrats and certainly labor unions and Governor Evers have said, we're not gonna draw the line at what they can get. We want gig employees to be part of the larger economic package that most employees like you and me and everyone else can expect from their employer. And carving this out right now would say that this is all they can ever expect to get. And as more and more people look at gig employment as permanent employment, not just temporary, which is what we used to think of as gig, then there's an expectation from Democrats especially that they deserve more benefits if they're going to get some of these other elements. And they might only get one shot at passing a bill that would cement some of these benefits in place.
We saw this bill introduced in the previous legislative session did not become law. Why do Republicans keep passing this?
Well, there's two different reasons why Republicans will pass a bill. One is because they want it to become law and they think that they can either kind of convince or twist the arm of the governor or put enough public pressure on the governor to pass it as they've done in budgets in the past where let's see how far we can take this and get what we want. Other times they're simply signaling to their own donors and their own voters, this is what we want to see. And perhaps this bill doesn't fit into that. This one, I think, falls into line with more of the, let's see if we can get the governor to sign this under pressure and maybe not get everything or give up everything that we want. There was a ton of lobbying, and JR can speak to the numbers here. He's done a lot of great reporting on the amount of money that was spent by outside companies to try and push this bill and shape the way it was. Some of the other bills that the governor vetoed maybe fall in line more with the Republican bills. If we want to, this is an ideological bill. This is what our voters want. This is what our donors want.
JR, lobbying and outside interests, what impacts are you seeing?
So DoorDash, for example, spent almost $1.4 million the first 6 months of the year trying to lobby the Capitol. Put that in perspective, the group had spent basically a tenth of that the entire 2 years prior. So They put a full court press on the Capitol to try and get this bill through, and it's all for naught. And what Zach is pointing to, you know, the reality for Republicans is the governor is still kind of the end game here with the bill. If you can't get him on board, you're not going to get it done. And just trying to pressure the governor has not seemed to work. He's obviously not running for re-election, right? So there's nothing he's got to worry about politically about this. He has some philosophical issues with this bill. And unless you're going to tailor it to his liking, you're not going to get it done. Or you'll wait until next session, see the different governor, and try to do another try that way.
We're talking about legislation that reached Governor Evers' desk this month, learning about his actions on some of these bills. J.R. Ross there, WisPolitics editor Zach Schultz with us, a reporter at PBS Wisconsin. Another veto here, return to prison. Governor Evers, J.R. vetoed this bill that would have required the Department of Corrections to recommend revoking a person's parole if they're charged with another crime. And we talked about reoffending recently with the state's public defender, Jennifer Bias. Let's take a listen to a part of what she said.
We can't afford the criminal legal system to continue to operate in the direction that it's been going for the last few years. We can't charge every single crime that's on the books.
And Evers wrote in his veto message that this legislation was an unfunded mandate. How does he view the costs of this bill?
Well, you'd have to build more prison capacity to handle the number of people who would return to prison, and the governor's is not into that. And remember, the governor vetoed the same bill basically back in 2019, raising the same arguments. Go back to February, and there's an entire plan to revamp the state prison system. His plan includes closing the Green Bay prison, which would reduce the capacity of our system right now. So he's not going to sign a bill that requires to build new prisons on top of what he wants to do. So that's just, philosophically, he's not there on that bill and hasn't ever been.
Okay, turning, Zach, to advanced nurses. Governor Evers signing into law at providing a pathway for advanced practice registered nurses to practice independently. Evers had voted past versions of this bill down in 2022, 2024. What's changed?
Well, what's changed is what we've been talking about, I think, with the gig workers bill, is that the changes in the bill became enough with what the governor had signaled that he wanted, that it was where he wanted it to be. And specifically, he got some of the Republicans got some of the other groups that were opposed to this, the medical society and some of the other groups that were frustrated that it didn't do enough in terms of hours of training for nurses to qualify for this. And really what happened is these groups put in the work to figure out what the governor wanted in order to sign it. And then they got there. And I keep going back to I read the old messages from the Nurses Association from a couple of years ago. And right in the end of their message, they said, we are going to keep working and we will claim victory in 25, 26 in that next legislative session. They weren't going to give up. There's a lot of bills throughout the history of this state that have taken multiple sessions to get to passage. And it's not surprising if we tie this back into the gig worker bill, that one will come back. There will be more money spent on it. And perhaps with a new governor and a new legislature, it'll have a different form that'll get closer to being law. With this particular bill, with the registered nurses, there's a desperate need for more nurses to act independently, especially in rural Wisconsin. So everyone knew the need was there. It was just a matter of figuring out the details of how would it get there and what form would it have. The governor made that clear in his past veto messages, and this time around, the legislature and Republicans got everyone in line, and it passed with overwhelming support.
JR, any bills that stand out to you that Evers signed into law this month?
No, the advanced practice nurses one is interesting because, to build on what Zach was saying, they made some tweaks that got the doctors happy. There's a thing called title protection. So what that means in plain English, so you, if you have an anesthesis, right? I never said that word correctly, but
anesthetist. Totally, yep.
Yes, thank you. Yep. Delivers anesthesia during surgery, it's often a nurse. Mm-hmm. Anesthesiologist, right, is a doctor of anesthesia. The doctors want to make sure there's no confusion. So when you hang a shingle in the lingo that they use at a clinic, they don't want somebody who's not an anesthesiologist suggesting that they are. So getting that kind of protection was big for them. They really liked that change. That's why they were neutral in the bill. But, you know, there were, haven't really been any big things. A lot of the biggest thing signed is in the budget. That's been where they put a lot of effort, a lot of agreement for two sides that have not gotten along for the whole 6+ years that Evers has been governor so far.
Okay, so with lawmakers then gearing up for the 2026 election, some candidates slowly throwing their names in for the governor's race. JR, do you expect many more bills to pass this session?
That's a great question because I'm waiting to see what the agenda is for Republicans. Oftentimes, going to election year, you'll see an agenda that focuses on messaging. So you might see, for example, transgender bills come back, you know, transgender athletes, especially in schools. That's been a big thing for Republicans nationally. You might see crime bills come back or various social issues, things that drive a message trying to put governors in a difficult spot and vulnerable or Democrats. Because remember, Democrats won a number of seats in 2024 that they were new to them because of the new maps. Mm-hmm. They're now going to have their first time with a voting record. And so Republicans want to put some of the guys on, you know, on the spot. Where are you on some of these issues? So it'll be interesting to watch how that plays out. And then secondly, how much effort do Republicans put in? We've watched the spring period of a session get shorter and shorter. When I first started doing this, it went until like April, sometimes into May. Now it's wrapping up into February, part because the filing deadline's earlier. We're trying to get back in the campaign trail.
Well, JR and Zach, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.
J.R. Ross, chief editor at WisPolitik, Zach Schultz, a reporter for PBS Wisconsin, as we've been talking about the latest legislation that's reached Governor Evers' desk and his decisions on vetoes and signing bills into law.